Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, November 7, 1831, multiple advertisements for the sale of enslaved individuals were placed in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgeton Gazette. The sale of a small plantation in St. Thomas prompted the publishing of one of these advertisements. As enslaved individuals were listed as inventory, 40 of them were being sold along with the 62-acre estate. On the other hand, another notice highlighted the sale of a small number of Barbadian-born enslaved persons by Mr. Stephen Walcott, described as prime field workers. This meant that they were fit to engage in strenuous agricultural labor, like the preparation of the fields and the cutting and reaping of the cane plant, an incentive that they would be a profitable investment. Aside from the field workers was a young cooper who was reportedly skilled at his job. The owner assured interested parties that these persons were not being sold at any fault of theirs. Rather, he simply did not have any adequate work for them at the time. A second notice stated that Jonathan Dunn was putting several goods up for sale. These included half-bleached and brown linen, crates of kitchenwares, paints and oils, bar and flat iron, and pieces of Purple Heart. Along with these miscellaneous items, Dunn was selling a young, strong black woman, along with her child. This infant was just 14 months old and her first child. Meanwhile, in Christchurch, an entire family was being sold by Mr. G. McConnie. The family of nine seemingly consisted primarily of domestic and skilled laborers. For example, an excellent laundress and her four children, two of whom were tradesmen, were identified. Another family member was a young seamstress, whom McConnie promised could be of great service. The last family member mentioned was Nanny Barnes, whose amenable character would make her an asset to any new owner. In simple terms, black enslaved persons were reduced to property to be bought and sold at will, regardless of age, gender, skill, or familial relations. The reality of life as an enslaved individual in the British West Indies was reflected by advertisements printed in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgeton Gazette on this day, November 7, 1831.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.